This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Heading to Jackson for our next guest, Judge Joseph Phillip with the 12th District Court in Jackson. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Saw a story come across the internet, which prompted my call to you, about the super drunk law and what you've seen come through the courtroom in the 3 months since this law went into effect. So I wanted to kind of discuss what the super drunk law has done and what you've seen in terms of the courtroom since it's come into effect.
Well, we probably haven't seen them as many as have come through simply because they're handled differently at the initial charging stage than I'll call it a regular drinking driving case, which can be done by citation. The super drunk or the high BAC test charges have to be done through a complaint, which means they have to go to the state prosecuting attorney, which takes a little bit longer. But we've seen high BACs coming through the system for many, many years. So, Cheryl, this is really a change in the punishment side of it and the requirements expected of the individuals as a result of any convictions. We've also seen some that have come through. The prosecutors have changed the charge from the high BAC to, I'll call it, regular drinking driving, which would be 0.08 or more. That's the standard one that we saw before October 31st. So we probably haven't seen as many, at least in Jackson County. I can't speak for other counties such as Ingham, for example, which would probably have many more. The size alone would dictate that. But they're starting to come through, and it'll mean something as far as their counseling that's required. It'll also could very well have interlock ignition devices that are required as well. In addition to a longer jail term initially of 180 days as opposed to the regular drinking driving, which is 93 days.
And as you had just spoken about, there, according to the article I saw, there had been about 50 arrests as of last week charged right. under the super drunk statute as a combined 183 altogether. And again, these numbers may have changed a little bit because this was last week.
Right.
So when we're looking at, could you just define for folks who may not be aware, you're saying BAC and stuff. And
blood alcohol content. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I assume most people know that, but I always love to clarify.
Well, I kind of hope a lot of people don't.
Well, that is true too. But you know what? I can appreciate that. I understand that. And the definition is someone whose BAC is over
0.17 or more.
Mm-hmm. And before, as we call, for lack of a better term, regular drunk driving is 0.08
or more, and there was no stop at 0.16 to go to the super drunk, and this is now the new law, whereas either through a breath test or blood test, that test comes back with 0.17 or more. Now, we've seen those for years, Cheryl. We've had 0.20s, 0.3s, so the high BAC, or the super drunk, is not a new phenomena in the system. It's a new charge now in terms of a much more aggressive penalty phase, 180 days in jail potential versus 93 days. The fines increase to up to $700, where before it was $500. But there's also mandatory participation of at least 1 year alcohol treatment or self-help for a period of not less than 1 year, as I said. Now, self-help could be AA, but usually it's not a mandatory 1 year of treatment. Whereas before, it's up to the discretion of the pre-sentence investigator and then the court to decide the length of that, working with the experts in that field. But now it's a mandatory. If the counseling session ends perhaps, let's say, in 3 months or 6 months, the self-help treatment would then continue on, which would be AA program. And we usually order three or more AA sessions a week. There's also mandatory license suspension of 1 year. Under the old law, it was only a mandatory suspension for 90 days with no driving for the first 30 days. Here it's 45 days of no driving for any reason. You don't even get a reprieve from the Secretary of State to go back and forth to work. much less during the course of it. But then after 45 days, you can have a restricted license, but you have to have an interlock and ignition device legally installed in your car. It's your responsibility, and those are expensive. Not only the installation, but also the monthly fees that come with them, which prevent, and that device will prevent you from starting the vehicle if your breath test reaches 0.025 BAC, which is one or two drinks, usually. Mm-hmm. And then if you violate the terms of your restricted license, then you're back for a one-year suspension shall be imposed. And there's financial responsibilities, insurance implications. So it's a much more aggressive sanction than it has been before October 31st.
And if I'm reading this correctly, it was clearly meant to be a deterrent, that if this should happen, you rethink your behavior and so forth after facing these stiffer penalties and take a look at some personal behavior and move in another direction. Have you seen a deterrent effect? I know it's short term, and anybody who even has been arrested in the last 3 months is still in the very beginning of the process, but are you seeing or getting comments or reports from folks on people being kind of shocked when they find themselves in this situation and reevaluating?
Well, the issue that you're trying to address is the tolerance people have for alcohol. It takes a lot of alcohol to get to 0.08. I don't care what anybody says, it's not two beers or two glasses of wine or two drinks. It's a lot. It could be four or five, and also over a short period of time. So you double that to 0.16, it's that much more alcohol because you're putting alcohol on top of alcohol, which your system is trying to work with to get it into the system, which has to go into your blood before you can get rid of it. And so people that can function, and people can function, they could drive right down the middle of the road going home, speed limit and so on and so forth, at 0.17 or higher because they have that tolerance. The problem may be is that they run through a stop sign or they don't have their lights on to the vehicle or a taillight's out. Or the license plate is suspended, and that attracts the attention to an officer, not the driving. Of course, you see this story on video TVs and stuff of the drunk driving weaving all over the place. But you also have many people that can function at that level, Cheryl. That takes a lot of alcohol, a lot of tolerance, so that you have to drink more to get where you think you don't have enough to. You've had enough to drink. And it's not a real good policy to have the drinking driving decide how much they have to drink. So you do the enforcement there. And then in court, you try to address that with them because I talk to people and I say, Bob or Jane, 0.18 is never acceptable at any level, but it shows mostly a tolerance to alcohol. And you'll find very little driving problems. You know, you don't have people just crashing into people, running into trees, that type of stuff. You have just people that are weaving. That can be, you know, excuse, person saying, well, I was changing the radio or I was taking a telephone call, whatever the case, or I dropped a cigarette, whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the tolerance that you can even do that at 0.18 or 0.20 when many of us would be sound asleep, you know, in the sack. And you're trying to address that to let them understand that. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, with any crime, it's education that makes a difference.
Okay. Well, sir, I am sorry to cut you off.
No, that's all right.
I'm up against a hard break. We will talk again. Thank you so much,
okay,
Judge Joseph Phillip in Jackson. We'll be back with more after this.